The people inside the boat, among them women and children, were visibly in need of immediate assistance. Our role was to save lives, and that's what we did.
Summing up the search and rescue operation carried out on the 14th of September 2020, UNIFIL Maritime Task Force Commander Rear Admiral Sergio Salgueiro says that in total, 36 lives of the people stranded in a distressed boat outside Lebanese territorial waters were saved. Unfortunately, there was also another person who was not that lucky. More details will come to you in a moment.
You are listening to UNIFIL radio program Salam Min Al Janoub.
On September 14, at about 8:15, the UNIFIL Maritime Task Force ship TCG Boscada is a Turkish ship. While on duty, detected a boat in apparent distress situation about 40 kilometers from the Lebanese coast. There were 21 men, 10 women, one was pregnant, and 5 children. Among the children, one was in a critical situation.
Sharing with UNIFIL Radio his recollections of that day, Rear Admiral Sergio Salgueiro says the condition of a buoy was so critical that it required decisive and urgent actions.
As there was a child in critical condition aboard Boscada, we decided to determine that ship should go with maximum speed towards the port of Beirut and leave the boat in the original position, because if it towed the boat, there would be a long delay in its arrival to Beirut. At the same time, we determined Sultan Hasanuddin, the other ship, which was in Zone 1 center, to go to the scene of action to rescue this boat. When upon reaching the scene of action, Sultan Hasanuddin located one more person, a man, who was in the water, having rescued him and take care of the person. He was very weak and unconscious.
Sultan Hasanuddin, mentioned by Rear Admiral Sergio Salgueiro, is the Indonesian ship which, together with the Turkish one, was taking active part in the rescue operation. These are two ships out of 6 comprising UNIFIL Maritime Task Force. But not only the international peacekeepers were involved in the operation. As Rear Admiral Sergio Salgueiro stresses, it was done in close coordination with the Lebanese authorities, Lebanese army and UN agencies.
Approximately 250 peacekeepers and 2 MTF ships were involved in this operation. And in coordination with the commander of the LAF Navy, the Captain Commodore Haisan Danawi, the 36-person rescue by the MTF ship Boscada from Turkey were handed over to Lebanese speedboats at about 12:30 outside the Beirut port. Another Lebanese speedboat was dispatched to recover the distressed boat, including the body of the dead person who was in this boat. The commander-in-chief of the LAF Navy also informed that he would request the International Committee of Red Cross to support the personnel on the Lebanese vessels and to guarantee that medical assistance would be provided to the rescued people. UNIFIL also informed the Lebanese Armed Force commander, General Joseph Aoun, and alerted the situation to the head of UNHCR. This person mobilized UN agencies to provide the needed support with MTF facilitated with the SINK LAF Navy their access to Beirut Naval Base.
As a result of the prompt and well-coordinated rescue actions, the child that was in a critical condition and his mother were transferred without any delay to a hospital where they received urgent medical assistance. By the end of the day, a total of 37 individuals were rescued and received at the naval base by the Lebanese Red Cross and the UN Refugee Agency, UNHCR, as well as the local authorities who were following up on this case. It It was not the first time UNIFIL Maritime Task Force deployed in 2006 at the request of the Lebanese government to assist the Lebanese Navy in securing the territorial waters and to help prevent the unauthorized entry of arms or related material by sea into Lebanon has been involved in a rescue operation. Rear Admiral Sergio Salgarino draws attention to what he calls a disturbing trend manifested itself in the last 2 years.
Since the second half of 2018, events like this have occurred more frequently in the Lebanese coast, especially during spring and summer seasons. In some situations, MTF units actively participate in rescue operations in close coordination with LAF Navy.
You have been listening to UNIFIL radio program Salam Min Al Janoub. It was prepared for airing by Rani Abdeer. Hope to have you with us again when we are again on the airwaves or in social media. Stay tuned.